We're doing brachot. We're up to chet amud alef, the first wide line. Amar Rish Lakish, kol mi sheyesh lo bet haknesset be'iro ve'ino nechnas shem leitpalel nikra shachem ra. Rish Lakish said, whoever has a shul in his city and he doesn't enter it to daven is called a bad neighbor. Shneimar ko amar Hashem akol shchina ra'im anogim benachla shenachalti etami et Yisrael. So said Hashem about all my bad neighbors who touch my portion that I gave my nation Israel. What's Hashem's portion that he gave Israel? That those are the shuls, that we have a representation of Hashem, a place where we gather, so to speak, in Hashem's home, even in chutzarts or even outside the temple. So this is quoted in Halacha, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that if a person has a shul and he doesn't enter the shul, that's a shul I don't walk into, it's called a bad neighbor, for whatever that means. A person is supposed to have a shul in your city and you don't go into shul. What does that mean, you don't go into shul? Okay, so I don't think you have to go into every shul, well, but... Not only that, but this causes a person and his children to be exiled from their home territory, to walk in exile. Shneimar, the verse says, I am going to remove them, I am going to exile them from their land, and the house of Judah I will exile from their midst. So that's a hefty warning. A person shouldn't live in a city aside from their responsibility of davening with a minyan. Sometimes people make their own private minyanim. Fine, for whatever. Yes, legitimate. No, legitimate. But you have to also be a member of the shul. You don't have to be there every Shabbos. You don't have to be there. But a person should also be in shul. There's a point of also going to shul. It's not enough just to daven with a minyan. Right, okay. A million factors, right. I'm just saying, there's also a point that you have to go to shul. Not only the point that you have to daven in minyan, you also have to visit the shul. They told Rabbi Yochanan, who was the chief rabbi in Israel, compiled the Jerusalem Talmud, they told him, hey, there are old people in Babylon, Tamada Amar. He was in wonderment, he said, really? People make it to longevity in Babylon? The verse says, do these mitzvot so that you and your children will have longevity on the earth that I've given you, on the land of Israel. Aval b'chutz la'aretz lo, it seems like performance of mitzvot does not give longevity in chutz la'aretz. When they told them, well, they come to shul early and they stay late, amar haynu da'hanilu, he said, that's the merit that's given them the capacity to live a long life. If you come early to shul, you stay late in shul, that's a segula for a living a long life. Kedama Rabbi Shua ben Levi lebnei, like Rabbi Shua ben Levi taught his children, kadimu v'chashichu v'aylu lebekinishta, make sure to come early and stay late in shul, ki hechi detochu chaye, so that you have longevity. Amar b'chiyab Rabbi Chanina, said, me'eikra, what verse indicates this concept? The verse says in Mishlei, asher adam shomei li lishkoda daltotai yom yom nishmom zuzop tachai. Praised is the person who shomeali could mean listens to me. Shomeali could also mean who waits for me. Lishkoda daltota yom yom, who frequents, who waits by my doors day. Lishmo mezuzot p'tachai, to watch by the mezuzos of my entrance. And to watch could mean to wait. So it means he waits there at night, he is there early in the morning, he's shoked, he's there early in the morning. Lishmo, he waits there after everyone else at night. V'chtiv batrei, in the verse says afterwards, ki motzi matzachayim, he who found me found life. So he who finds, who's there early and stays late, that's a key to longevity. And we'll do one more line. Amar Rav Chista taught, L'olam yikadnes adam shnei p'tachim bebet ha'kneset. The person should always enter two entrances in shul. What does that mean? Shnei p'tachim sakadaitach? You really think it means you should enter through two doorways to enter shul? Elaim ha'shiur shnei p'tachim achar kach yitpalel. But rather it means you should walk the distance of two entrances, meaning you should walk the amount it takes to walk 8 amos, 8 footsteps, and it doesn't necessarily mean walk 8 footsteps into the shul. Who's going to have the first seats in shul? Obviously it means when you walk into shul, you should pause the amount of time it would take you to walk 8 footsteps before you start praying. You shouldn't just start praying the minute you walk in. No, walk in. Pause. 1, 2, 3. Pause 3-4 seconds, and then start davening.